Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Would love it, would really enjoy it, and would be so grateful if you left a rating on iTunes for the Everyday Saturday podcast. Leave a rating. Love the show. Let me know. Hate the show. Let me know. You got to let me know. And let everybody else know as well. Hey, I want to dive into a psychological topic today. Don't worry. The guy with 20 college credits, most of them gym and health class, is not going to get too brainiac on you. But I like to spend a little bit of time in the casino. If you follow this show at all over the past 15 years, I may have played a game of craps or two, but roulette. And there's studies that show in the game of roulette, you know, that roulette, just for those of you who may not know what roulette is, it's that big wheel that goes round and around, and the guy, the dealer, spins the ball, and it's going to land on a number. It's guaranteed to land on a number. You've got double zero, you've got the number zero, and then you got 1 through 36, and there's red and black, but basically you're betting on the number. Whether it's red or black, you can bet on colors as well. Can you tell I spent just maybe a couple times in Vegas? But the point is, here's the real wild thing, okay? So follow with your boy on this one, okay? Follow along. If you were to ask somebody, let me just back up. It's guaranteed, okay? After somebody places the bet, and the number has been established, they're either going to win or they're going to lose. All right? Almost everybody who wins that bet on the roulette table is going to make another bet after that. Okay? Now, what do you think is going to happen to the individuals who lose the bet? What are they going to do? They're going to make another bet as well. It's scientific. It's fact. It's proven. If you win at that particular roulette roll, for that, you know, minute that between placing the bet, watching the ball go around, and having it land on a number, after that happens, whether you win or whether you lose, you're going to go ahead and make another bet. Okay. Now, here's the funny thing. Okay. If you were to spin that ball around, and while it's going around, and you were to ask the bettor, the person making the bet, hey, you want to place another bet? They're going to say, no, I don't want to make another bet. But if you were to ask them after they win or they lose, they're 100% of the time, well, obviously somebody eventually is going to walk away from the table. I'm talking about when they're in that moment, after they win or lose, 100% of the time, they're going to make another bet. Why is that? Because when you're in the process and there's kind of some uncertainty going on, you don't know, am I going to win or am I going to lose? I know I'm going to make another bet after this, but I don't want to make another one while the ball is spinning around. That's fascinating. Now, we could do a whole other podcast on why that's happening and the psychology behind that and all of that. But here's my take, and this is why it applies to you, okay? We're in some really wild times right now. You know, when you see people who are like, I don't know, man. You know, I don't know if I'm going to, you know, if I'm going to make that move. I'm going to go for my dream. I'm going to make this happen. Well, eventually you're going to, okay? And here's the funny thing. If you come out of the gate and you launch your business or you go after something that you really want to monetize, maybe you want to be a speaker on a platform like I do, or maybe you want to start an online business, something like that, and you don't have success right away, guess what? You're not going to quit. At least most people won't. You will go back and do it again, but you'll do it better. You'll have a little bit more intelligence, and you'll have a little bit of history behind you, and you're going to make that bet on yourself again. So I guess the question is, why wouldn't somebody make that bet on themselves during uncertain times? And I think the answer to that is, and again, it could be a million different ways to go, and I'm not a psychologist, but I'll tell you what, in coaching hundreds of people one-on-one, I can tell you this, people want certainty. They enjoy certainty. That's what I talked about yesterday on the show. The most immature question a newbie entrepreneur is going to ask is, how fast can I get my money back? if you're selling products and services or coaching and consultant and you get that message, walk away from the client. That is not a serious client. That is somebody that's going to be a chronic problem to you, and you're going to have to run an adult daycare if you get a bunch of those people in your business. It's just, it's not a mature entrepreneurial question, okay? Now, if you are going through some challenging times right now, always understand this is so temporary. And I mean, this is another psychology point as well, is getting back to the expectation. Like, your expectations probably need to be adjusted, okay? Meaning that if, let me give you another example, okay? Let's say you're going to the gym, and the gym, you know the gym is 10 minutes away. Every day you make that trip, it's 10 minutes, you know it, you got it. Like me, my gym is 7 minutes away. I can dial my watch by it from coffee pot to coffee pot. It's 7 minutes to get to the gym, okay? But let's say you're throwing a little bit of a curveball. The road is narrowed down to one lane, and you got the person with the stop sign, the slow sign, and you can't get there as quickly. Or maybe somebody, there's an accident, and instead of taking 10 minutes, it takes 20 minutes. What happens to your mindset? You're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. What's going on? Oh, geez, oh, I can't believe it. What's going so long? I'm going to be late for my workout. And then all of these things start happening. You start getting anxiety. You start getting angry. You're getting uncomfortable. You know, the music doesn't sound as good as in the car. Come on, you know this is true, right? Your favorite song isn't so much your favorite song anymore. Maybe even turn it off. And you start scrolling your phone if you're stuck in an accident and you're getting all uncomfortable. Well, what if your typical trip to the gym lasted 20 minutes? I mean, that's how long it took you to get to the gym. Then it would be no big deal. You would mentally prepare for a 20-minute drive to the gym. Am I right? Of course. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Yet for some reason, when we set it at 10 minutes, we get angry, uncomfortable, and we start thinking and start putting these false narratives in our mind like, well, this is going to cause me the rest of my morning shot now. I mean, geez, it's 10 minutes, dude. Even if it was 25 minutes, your morning isn't shot. Your day isn't shot. Nothing is shot. The only thing that happened was you had an expectation that it should have taken a certain amount of time, and it took a different amount of time. When you eliminate a couple of different things, so let's get this podcast back to these two main topics, okay? The roulette and the expectations, okay? I wish I would have known this stuff when I first got started, because I would have never had the expectation. Your expectations make absolutely no sense, except to you. And where you got those expectations from, who knows? I mean, maybe what you saw on the internet, or a friend of yours started a business and had, who knows where you got those expectations? They're not right. They're completely incorrect. It's your mind. Your mind is not who you are. Your mind is completely separate from who you are. And your mind will think only based on what you program it to think. So if your mind sees somebody have a certain amount of success or failure on the internet, then you're going to equate your journey with that person who had a certain amount of success and failure, which makes absolutely no sense, because your journey is your journey. It's not theirs. You don't have, you know, the good and the bad that they've got in their past, the good and the bad that they've got working right now. Maybe they have access to money, you don't, or maybe they don't have access to money and you do. And it's 100% subjective on your mind telling you how your journey should start and the way it should go. It doesn't make any sense at all. All right. The best thing you need to do is just get going, so you can now start actually having that journey. You can have that experience. You can gain that wisdom. And even if you've been in business 10 years, you know, maybe you need to hear this message to say, look, I got to pivot and go in a different direction, or I need to do this much more or something different in my business. Or maybe you're stuck and you're plateaued and you want to grow it 10 to 20 times more. The narrative you're putting in your mind it doesn't make any sense at all. What makes sense is the history that you're going to gain and the wisdom you're going to get from actually doing the very thing. So while that roulette ball is spinning around the table and you're kind of indecisive, well, I'm going to wait until the next bet. And you're going to do it anyway. If you know you're going to go for this anyway, why not just do it now? Why are you waiting? Why are you waiting for the ball to drop on a number? Whether you win or lose doesn't matter. You're going to make the bet anyway. So you might as well do it now and stop waiting, because the only thing that's going to happen is 3 to 6 months are going to pass, and you're going to look back and that you're going to see, you can always make up an excuse. It's always going to be in your mind. Again, it's your mind. It's not you. Your mind is not who you are. Your mind is going to say, well, wait till after the holidays. Wait till that. I always hear that one too. Well, Sam, I got to get started maybe after the holidays. And I tell people, you're never getting started. And I've had these conversations with people that booked the call and like, hey, so can I get back to you? And I go, yeah, you'll be the first one. And what do you mean? I go, you'll be the first one, because here's what happens, all right? You're going to hang up the phone. You're going to go back to default. Life's going to happen. Your wife or your husband is going to have information for you that you need to process as soon as you hang up. Your kids are going to have information you need to process. Maybe you got to go on a grocery run, or maybe you got to pay the bills. Or, well, who knows? A thousand different things. While we're on this phone call, all right, you need to make a decision, and you need to be decisive about that decision, because as soon as you hang up the phone, you're going back to default. And no, we're not going to book another call, and no, you're not going to email me with questions, and no, now you're asking for free coaching. So that's why I try to explain to people. And look, people want to be talked to like this. The only people who don't want to be talked to like this and have an adult conversation like this are people who've played small. They know, they already know that their biggest challenge is the indecisiveness, and it's always done this their entire life, and you're just having a conversation. If people can't have a conversation about it, it's like price, you know? It's like people apologize for charging what they charge for their product. You don't apologize with that. If you believe the value's there, the value's there, and the right person's going to show up in your sphere of influence, and they're going to pay you more than that if you allow them to. But don't ever go into your pricing like, well, you know, we can do payments. I mean, if you accept payments, you accept them, but you don't accept them because someone else's financial situation doesn't allow you to. I mean, you know, it's like, you see what I'm talking about? All of these things are made up stories in our mind that we're putting out there as to why. You want to charge $25,000 for your coaching? Go charge $25,000. Trust me, there's people out there that will pay you $100,000 for your coaching because they're at that time in their life and they need it. They want your information. They value it, and they want to pay you. Don't go charging $25 and, you know, put an ebook out there and all that stuff. There's a time and a place for all those smaller priced products, but it isn't in that conversation. I can tell you that. So you know you're going to make the decision anyway. The ball's spinning around. You have an expectation, which is completely false. So don't have that. Expect to win. How about that? You can either expect to win or lose. Why don't you just expect to win? How about that? Why don't you just have that expectation? Well, and here we go. You know, you see where we're going? So here's my challenge for you today. All right, get going anyway. Make the decision to make the move anyway. You know you're going to do it. Make the decision now. Now's the best time to do it while everybody else is out there hemming and hawing, watching all the fear porn on the news and getting themselves all wound up in a ball of anxiety for something that isn't even going to happen. You know what I mean? So while everybody else is doing that, you start creating something special, and I promise you, a year from now, it's going to be the most amazing time of your life. We're coming out of this, guys. I mean, I hope you all know we're coming out of this bigger, better, stronger than ever before. And the people like you that make decisions now while the ball is spinning are going to be the ones that win the bet. All right? So let's get after it. Oh, let's go. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.